Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman.
Good evening, everyone, and this is Jennifer Hillman, your host of AIR. Tonight we're doing something kind of different. I actually am very lucky to have a wonderful friend named Georgianne, who is the president of Kiroko, which is the entertainment and business management company. She is a professional speaker and a host herself on a wonderful show called Breaking Through. She serves as management, marketing, and promotional consultant to various businesses, entertainment, media personalities, advisors, and health and wellness practitioners who strive to meet their personal, financial, and professional goals, and she makes sure they do. She's awesome. She has not one but two websites. One is www.kirico.com. And also georgianne.com, which is GEORGIANN.com. Hello, Georgianne. How are you doing?
Hi, Jen. I'm great. Thank you.
Now, before we start talking about me, I'm going to surprise you and ask you a couple questions.
Oh, gosh. You are surprising me. Okay.
I got to keep people on their toes. Now, you've been doing the management business and the speaking for some time, correctly?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Management, I go back 24 years now, yeah.
And
the speaking, I've been...
Go on.
On the speaking end of it, I've been doing that for probably 10 years.
Now, do you have a preference? Are you trying to get more into the speaking aspect, or you really enjoy the management?
I do a lot of everything.
Yes, you do.
I really do. Where I feel there's a need to be filled, I do, as where the speaking is concerned. But I find with the radio show, that's my outlet and my opportunity.
And it's a wonderful show, which is kind of on hiatus right now, correct?
It is on hiatus. It's been a very, very busy year, a lot going on, and during the summer months, it's been a little slower, so I'm picking up in the fall when everybody is at home and indoors more often, and they're going to be listening more often.
Now, is that show played directly on your website now, correct?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to convert it to a podcast to where people can listen at their leisure anytime they want.
Oh, well, that sounds like a wonderful plan.
A lot of the guests that I have, some of them are not available during that time, and I hate losing the opportunity because some of them are very well known or they're just not able to meet that time. And instead of foregoing having them on the show, I'm going to stick to podcasting.
So you've had Dan and Brinkley on there?
Yes.
He is a wonderful, wonderful man. Who are some of the other guests that you have on? Can you give us a sneak peek of maybe some possible other guests that may be on, or is that speaking at a church?
Until they're confirmed, I'd rather not, but I can tell you that I've had guests such as you said, Danny and Brinkley. I've had Gordon Michael Scallion, an incredible futurist and best-selling author. I've had Rory Friedman, who's co-author of one of the best-selling books called Skinny Bitch, excuse the French, but it's a great book. It's about vegetarianism. It's about eating better for your health. I've had Susan Miller, who's a world-famous astrologer. I've had incredible guests, and I'm looking forward to the fall and the winter season because I'm going to have other great guests. I just can't reveal them until they're confirmed.
I totally understand. And it's also the principle of something else that you very much speak very well on, and that is the law of attraction and manifestation. So you know your stuff, so I'm not going to push you on that.
Well, thank you. I enjoy using it. I enjoy helping people. You'd be surprised at once people learn manifestation and And it's about having faith and understanding intention and the power of intention and putting action behind that. It's amazing what people can learn and how they can achieve their goals, which has a lot to do with what you have to do with. I mean, I'm gonna swing it back to you because with the programs that you run, the mentoring, and that's really very relative to what I do as well.
Yes, very much so. And understanding that you are putting it out there, if it's not happening, either you're not being specific enough or there's a possible block within you that you don't realize you have. And that's where the spiritual mentoring can come in, and we start kind of looking at what might be blocking you. Is there a belief system like I'm afraid to succeed that is blocking and impeding the goal being done? I have a lot of fun talking to people and making them understand how endless and unlimited the universe is, and to really start seeing the manifestation and everything start flowing to them is really a great joy for me.
Yeah, I imagine. You know, I have a question I'd like to ask you. This is kind of a surprise question, but it's relative to what's happening right now. Don't you think that, is it possible that when collectively, when we keep hearing the media talk about certain events, that if we believe it, that it can also create a block for us as far as like the economy or anything? If we believe it, if we start owning that, what the media sends to us, do you think that that can create a block within us?
Definitely. Definitely. In fact, I heard a story that kind of reiterates this. There was a town actually in Minnesota during the last quote-unquote recession that actually on the entry of both sides of this town, because there was just a freeway right through it, so both ways you can get into the town, they put a billboard that said, "We are not participating in the recession." Mm-hmm. And they literally had some of the best years.
It doesn't surprise me, because I even tell people, just don't watch television or CNN so much, and don't let it become part of you. If it's all negative news, and you start owning that.
Right.
And so I'm just curious, if is that a block that you find is hard to remove? Is it? I mean, how do you approach that?
Basically, I try and get them to understand it's one point of view, and it is a possibility, but not in their reality. So if they don't really own it, as you say, then they usually get through it and say, okay, well, that might be, you know, it's like put it in a book and just close the book and put it away and not really internalize everything. But watching the news, the media, it definitely makes a difference.
Right.
And even just going through the Internet, it is amazing how much negativity people almost are getting numb to.
Right. And you hate to stay out of the loop, though. You know, you want to know what's going on in the world, but maybe there's a way we can pay attention and listen to it without owning it, maybe.
Right. And basically, the easiest way is you got to understand that everything's an illusion. So that's just like watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And detach from it and make sure that it just stays on the screen.
So let me ask you, is that how you are so good at acronyms? I have to tell you, because I love the AIR, Abstract Illusion Radio. I really love that. You could make a business of your own just on acronyms, because you're so talented.
Yeah, I have some other ones, like HUGS is human understanding, giving, and sharing.
You're so good at this. You are. But I love the AIR, and it's amazing. You were just talking about illusion. So is that where Abstract Illusion Radio started? Is that the premise to creating that?
Basically, back in 2000, I had a dream that, and it really a gift from my grandfather, and it all started about supporting artists and helping artists or creative expression and making sure they knew exactly the best ways to get their message out there. But also in do it in such a way, because creative expression is such a healing. For me, I write poetry, and I can't tell you, I have written out being in that moment, but looking back, I've gotten answers from writing.
Mm-hmm.
And a new understanding of what's really going on with me just by picking up and just doing poetry.
Or do you think it's automatic writing in a sense? Do you think you're...
In many ways, I do think it is, but it's mm-hmm. my soul that I'm channeling, not necessarily someone outside of me.
Mm-hmm.
I've had many people who have read my poetry said, you literally can tell that's your soul on the paper.
Wow.
Because I do, some of my poetry is pretty deep, but I help people understand how to connect with that part of them to get it out. Because your soul knows everything. It knows where all your blocks are. It knows all your fears. And as soon as you really connect to that part of you, which is really everything,
mm-hmm.
it really all unfolds.
Right.
So if you do painting, if you do music, any kind of art gives you instantly into a higher vibration. It lifts you up from all the negativity of what's going on. Because if you think about it, even though some sections get really hit, the arts usually do okay with recessions because people need that escape.
Right.
So,
now, I was going to ask you,
mm-hmm.
what if you have a client who says, okay, I don't have a creative bone in my body. I don't write poetry. I don't sing. How would you recommend someone who doesn't feel they're creative in any way can express themselves? Where would they turn? What would they do?
Everybody has something. And basically, I generally say start journaling. Just start writing. Whatever's on your mind, just start writing. Or pick up a pencil and start doodling. Just whatever. That or else just hum a song. Whistle.
Just kind of let yourself go. And
yeah, and just trust that it's okay. You can be in a room all by yourself and do this. You don't have to be in front of an audience. And it really also helps that part of you really come out. And it's a whole different part of you. It is really connecting you to your true self, which is one of my goals. The more authentic you are with who and what you are and just accepting that you really are creative. Even if you are just speaking and you just get right to the point and you're very direct and very precise and get the details, that's a creativity.
Ah.
I mean, even an engineer... Think about an electrical engineer. My ex-husband was an electrical engineer, and he'd draw all these drawings, and I'm going, that's art. Putting all those circuits together and making them all, I mean, it's art.
Well, because, you know, so many people don't think that anything they do is valuable, you know, or they think even if they enjoy drawing something, they think, oh, this isn't good, if they don't do it professionally, they may not find it of, to be of any value. So that's why I'm wondering if someone has a block in that way that they don't think they have that creative outlet.
But it's more that if they don't value that piece of paper and that drawing or that poem or whatever, that's really saying they don't value themselves.
Uh-huh.
So that's where you start. You get to work with them and to the point where they like themselves.
So it's
or
like an onion. You're peeling
yeah.
the onion. You're really getting down to what the core is, to what the
yes.
reason is.
That's so, and there's, like you said, there's onions, there's a no ladder. But we're not going down, we're going up.
Mm. Let's talk about your website.
Okay.
Angelsintuition.com, another
yes.
great name. You're so good at creating names. I love that. You recently, now how long has this site been up?
Up and running?
Yeah.
Originally it was up in 2001. And then it was redesigned again in 2003, and then I'm doing it again now.
Are you feeling inspired?
I mean, it's unfolding. The one reason why the last one was done by this wonderful designer named Steve, but I wasn't able to add all the content. There just wasn't room. So I had to redesign it to get all the content because there was so much information I wanted to get out there to help people understand. And I want people to try and help them. I'm here to guide them, but not heal them. And that's something that Spirit's making very clear. I'm here to help people along with the process. As before, many healers actually would take on their issues themselves, heal them, and they would just get the bonuses. Well, because of the energy and the way it's shifting, people are being made responsible for their own healing, for their own life. And I kind of got a clue that it was heading this way when I've been doing psychic readings, and I love them, and I will always do them. But in 2003, I started getting the hit that people didn't want to take responsibility for their life, that they were putting it into the psychic's hands to heal them and tell them what to do, and you would tell them what to do, and they weren't doing it. And then they call me back.
Well, don't you think that's called like victim mode? I mean, isn't it?
It is victim mode. So I went and got certified as a life coach. I still use my intuition. I still do psychic readings. I will let them know the best way to do something. But I also, because I'm a life coach, I also help them figure out the best way for them to figure out the problem and not me. And it isn't a cop-out because I've heard some people, well, you know, she has questions, so she's really not psychic. It does take some intuition to ask that right question.
Mm-hmm. And well, isn't it true that sometimes someone could say something that will help trigger, to trigger something in you that will help to pull that out, to figure out what that block is?
Definitely. That happens all the time. One thing that I learned early on was to listen very carefully to the way they say something, and also the energy that people put out, you know where their space is. You know if they're in a low place or if they're really happy and things are going, I mean, totally different kind of readings.
Right.
Energetically, when you pick up how they're feeling. Most people are pretty, I mean, if they're nervous, it makes a difference on what kind of reading they're going to get.
Right. So let me just clarify with the audience, too, that angelsintuition.com is the site that you are dedicating to intuitive readings, life coaching, and mentoring.
Yes.
And anyone that wants to take advantage of this opportunity to work with you, they can go to angelsintuition.com. They can click on the link that says Insights and Readings, which I love that. And then they can click on the psychic readings link on the menu.
Which is on the left side.
Right. And they can learn more about how to connect with you and start working with you on anything they're not achieving. And because it's their birthright, isn't it? To have anything
they want. Yes, it definitely is. Definitely.
So if they're thinking there's something they don't have and they don't understand the reason why they don't have it, I mean, that's when they want to talk to you.
Yes. And I will help them understand how to get more in line with that law of attraction.
Right. Right. So if they're not finding the job they want, the career they want, if they don't know where, I mean, if they can have any kind of confusion, cloudiness, anything about whatever's in their life and they're saying to themselves, I'm just not happy, that is the cue that somebody can help you. Jen can help you. I call you Jen, and I know it's Jennifer, but it's a...
No, Jen is fine. It is.
Well, some habits just die hard, you know, but I've been used to calling you Jen. But that's where you come in, and you can help to peel that onion, to figure out why they got where they are today and how to overcome that.
Yes. And so, I mean, they can do it through the reading or through the spiritual coaching, or the mentoring, or even coaching. If they have a specific goal that they really want to achieve, that's more of the coaching than really the spiritual mentoring or the psychic reading. Because I can
so what
help
if they
them.
Wanted to use all three? What if they wanted to utilize all three of these, of what you're offering, the intuitive readings, life coaching, and mentoring together? Is that possible?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely, and I would probably work with them on a special price. Right now, I have to be honest, I don't have anything set up for that, but I definitely would give them a very good deal if they wanted to do all three.
Okay. Yeah, because I kind of like the idea of all of them together.
They all work together very well, yes. Because it's all interconnected. It's like with even psychic readings or any kind of coaching, they, people tend to put a niche, but if you heal something in your personal life, it's going to affect your business life.
Right.
And your relationships and how you feel about yourself and, you know, even the way you treat your animal or something. That's the one thing that there is a domino effect when even if you just do a little bit of work on yourself, it opens the door to a lot more happening for you.
Isn't it amazing how everything is so connected?
It really is. I mean, when somebody calls me, you know, it's like I just put out, whoever I can serve and help, please send them to me. So, and it's like attract like. So a lot of the experiences, because I've been doing the work for the last 8 years on myself. So I've had a lot of different experiences that help me understand them and have the empathy for what they're going through.
Right.
And be able to understand the different aspects, but still be detached enough to see their picture totally separate.
Now, are you willing to take some calls on the air tonight?
Yes, I am. If they have a psychic question, I'm asking that they just ask one question. But yes, I open the phone lines.
That'd be great. It'll give people an opportunity to get a pulse on how you work. And the call-in number is 877-876-5227. That's in the USA. And if you're in Canada, we're not going to leave you out. You can also call 888-815-9756. And Jen's going to take your questions. And you work beautifully, too. But I just thought it'd be a wonderful opportunity if we got some calls that, you know, anyone that wanted an opportunity to hear how you work and how you're able to communicate what you're getting. Also, what I found interesting was that I learned you do group mentoring also.
Yes.
So you don't just work with people necessarily one-on-one, but you can work with a group. What is that like, to work with a group of people at once?
It's very interesting, and it's like if one person gets it, it's like the domino effect, because like attract like. So everybody who's in that group has similar issues, has similar experiences. It's like a magnet. They all kind of just flow together, and it's very easy to work with them as a group, and it's really a discussion that everybody helps each other. They have that support, so they're not going through a lot of, I don't want to say drama, but issues, a lot of pain, a lot of understanding gets done by hearing what somebody else is saying.
Ah.
They feel like somebody else understands them. So there's a group, it's like a big group hug.
So do you already dedicate what that group discussion is going to be about beforehand, or?
Basically, we just have one issue, and it flows. It just flows.
Unfolds organically.
Yes, it does.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I do think we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And what is your name?
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. How can I help you?
Well, I am being led by spirit to go to New Mexico, and I'm not sure how long I will be there, probably not too long, and then possibly Kansas after that. And what I want to know is if Kansas is a good vibrational match for me for the time that I need to be there.
I'm really getting that you are being sent there for a short period.
Yes, that's what I'm getting too.
Like 6 months if that.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
but I want to know how Kansas feels.
Well, you're going to help. You work with gems, correct?
Yes, I do.
Because it's the gems and the healing is going to really balance the universe.
Yes.
And that's why you're going there. So if you want to ask right now how it is, it's needing some help. You're going to be going pretty soon, aren't you?
Yes, next month to New Mexico, but probably only a couple of weeks in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
If you have your radio on, can you turn it down? Because I think we're hearing a little bit of a reverb here.
Oh,
great.
Actually outside because the computer on in the house. Would that be causing the problem?
I'm not sure.
Okay, hold on one second.
Now, I'm intrigued with the answer. I wanted to get it.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good.
It's a little better.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to go to New Mexico for about 2 weeks, and then you'll be, I get Kansas. I keep getting about 6 months.
That sounds pretty close to what I've been told.
I'm also getting that you're going to meet somebody there. You're not in a relationship right now, are you?
No, haven't been for years.
You will be.
That's funny, that's coming up in my cards, and I'm going, but I don't want a relationship.
You know, it could be the relationship is a partner for work. It may not necessarily be a romantic.
Yes.
It could be just companionship, because I do see you traveling more after that.
Yes, that's what I want to do, travel more.
And I see this person going with you.
Oh, fantastic. Is there any way that you can see what astrological sign this person is?
Actually, he's getting his name is Robert.
Robert. Well, we know it's a guy now, don't we?
Boy, that's more specific than the astrological sign, isn't it?
Yeah.
Possibly a Gemini, an air sign.
That's really curious because I've had Geminis in my life for so long that I'm really trying to get away from Geminis.
Don't resist them, they'll persist. I'll tell you right now. I resisted Aquarians and they're still coming at me. they're there for your lessons.
Yes.
And once you heal those lessons, they won't, in a sense, irritate you.
Uh-huh.
So they're there for a reason. They're helping you overcome all the things that you need to. It's really a blessing to have Geminis in your life.
Relationships.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a Gemini. It's not so bad. It's okay.
No, very specific to Gemini men have been in my life. No Gemini women.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, we can be not that bad after all.
So look forward to that very much because there is at least one Gemini in my life, my son, that would love to heal the relationship with. So if I can do that through Robert, that would be fantastic.
Well, you don't need Robert to heal your relationship with your son.
No, I don't, but I can learn a lot of lessons, I'm sure. I'm learning a lot right now where I am, and I've been very introspective, facing things about myself that I dislike and understanding that it's okay, but I can change them.
So, you know, you'll need to call back when you meet Robert and make sure to let Jen know.
I will.
But the other thing I want to tell you is, you don't necessarily have to change your shadow because you can use your shadow to be a motivator, not a negative, so it can be a positive motivator.
Yes, okay.
So you can change it. If you change it, make it to be, you know, a motivator because they're there for a reason. Shadows also are protective. If you feel uneasy about something, it's not because of something that happened in your past life. If it is, it's letting you know this is something to be a little leery of, to be cautious, to be very aware of what's going on. So just understand that going it through the shadow period, I've done it for years. I feel like I live in the shadow, but I've come to enjoy it, because I know the light is at the other end. So you need to understand that the light is always there, even though it might be not too much fun doing the shadow work, as I call it. Or I actually have a program called INOP, which that's what it's all about, is dealing with the shadow and making it a positive part of you.
Well, that's interesting that you should mention that, because for several years I've felt pretty much invisible.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like, being a shadow. So I like that term.
INOP, it's the individual notion of being. You're choosing to be invisible.
Was. I'm becoming
invisible
now.
That's true. You're definitely becoming more physical.
Yes.
More real.
Yes. More real. Working through the relationship problems and just moving forward.
Yes.
Listening to spirit and allowing the travel. And believe me, I don't really have the money to travel, but I'm going to. I have to tell you, I'm 61.
Mm-hmm.
The first time in my life, I'm not afraid to do and go where spirit leads.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I have nothing and nothing to lose, so I'm just going. And I'm learning as much as I can along the way, because somewhere along the line, I know that it will be time for me to put to use what I've learned.
Mm-hmm. One thing I'm getting really strong is you need to deal or heal the relationship with your son now. Don't wait.
Don't wait.
Don't wait.
Okay. Well, he's not...
Because that's like a block. That's holding you back in so many ways.
Okay.
And you're very resistant to it.
Yes. Ego. No, it's not ego. Yeah. Well,
you have nothing to lose and Robert to gain.
Yeah, really. And it's like the Geminis, really, it's amazing how you've got them. It would be very interesting to know if you've studied Gemini, the sign of Gemini, what it represents.
No.
Have you studied Mercury? Because it's all about communication. So there's your issue. That's one of your issues, is communication.
Communication within relationships, yes.
Yep.
That's it. Mm-hmm. So that's why the Geminis keep popping up.
Yep. And they always will.
And they always.
It's something that makes you grow. It challenges you. And that's what they're for. They're trying to challenge you to be a better person. And that's the best way to think of it.
I see.
Well, look at it this way. You just didn't meet the right Gemini yet. That's all.
No, actually, she met the perfect one, because if they irritated her and made her, you know, move forward on her path, or made her resistant and go hide. If she ran to hide to find what's going on and why this person is doing what he's doing to her and really take responsibility for her emotions and the way she's acting towards that, then he's the perfect Gemini.
My son has given me a great gift by pushing me hard enough that I would leave and experience life.
But excellent.
It is a fantastic gift. Mostly I don't contact him because I'm at a loss for words right now. I just don't have the words to heal the relationship yet.
Then let spirit do it for you.
I'm sorry, what?
Let spirit do it for you.
Yes. That
just surrender it, but make that call anyway.
One of the reasons I'm going to New Mexico is to do some healing. And then for 2 weeks. And then I will keep that definitely in my heart. And I will do that. I will heal that relationship before I move on.
Okay. Do a little more studying on Geminis, because there's more there, too.
Okay.
Than just communication.
Yes.
I like to think so. I'm just kidding.
Well, thank you, Donna, for calling in. I hope this was very helpful for you.
It's extremely helpful, and Chris wants to say hello to Jen.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
And thank you so much. I appreciate it so very deeply.
Oh, I appreciate you.
Have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Jen, this is leading me to a great question. When did you first realize that you had psychic ability?
It's just like part of me to actually say, wow, I'm psychic. Probably not till 2000 when I called somebody, another psychic, and they said, you know, you're more psychic than me. You got stronger abilities than me. Why are you calling me? You should be making money doing this, not spending it. And then I called somebody else, and they said the same thing. It's like, huh? I still remember the first day coming home from the hospital and literally just staring at the light and knowing that there was a very powerful energy in the light. And I've always had invisible friends, and I've always seen angels and energy and connected with nature very strongly. Been able to talk to animals and understand what they're thinking, what they're feeling.
Wow.
So it's been very innate for me until about 2000. And then it was a really big wake-up call to really hone it, own it, and develop it even stronger so it was a full awareness of what I've been doing all my life.
So the fact that you had called a psychic or gotten a reading from a psychic in the past, it was almost as if you were already so attracted to it, maybe you didn't know why at the time. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I mean, I've always studied, like, astrology and philosophies and different belief system and different cultures through the religions and stuff. And psychics, it's just like, I always was kind of like, I don't know about that. Until about 2000 and, you know, literally I was working on my website. I was working on the web, and I kept getting the psychic place online that I eventually work on. It kept having pop-ups come up, and it's like, okay, I'll click on this and see what's going on. It's coming up because I had started a little bit of a self-awareness, and Denise Lynn was a great influence on me becoming aware of who and what I am. She's a wonderful, wonderful Native American healer, psychic teacher that I've just really connected with her work.
Wow. So at that point, once you started really connecting with the work, is that at the point where you realized that this is something that you were going to be doing for yourself, that this was a passion for you and your purpose?
Yeah. Yeah. And the people, and I'm going to say the name, the people on Keen.com were my teachers. They helped me refine my gift and understand my gift and help me develop it. I mean, I started doing past life work, actually getting a reading from someone else. I was drawn back to a past life, and now I can do past lives. But talking to the people on Keen, that was my school.
Wow.
I think that's one reason some people are very drawn to me, because I do understand that they just need to experience psychic reading or an intuitive reading to really connect with their own gifts and develop them just by the presence of a healer, an intuitive. It's interesting how people are drawn to certain people. I mean, if you keep going and smelling things, then aromatherapy has something for you.
Right.
If you're drawn to herbs and you think that's real and you start reading it, there's a reason for it. Most likely you are a shaman. If you're drawn to nature and you understand the trees, or you just really just look at the tree and just have a wonderful feeling when you touch a tree, again, you're probably shamanic. It's somewhere in you that you have that natural ability to touch nature. And on my website, if you go to higher powers, I actually give some, because I am a shaman. So I have a lot of information on shamanism and the animals, the power animals that come into your life and the messages they're bringing. I also have flowers and trees on there and gems, some of them, not everything, because there's so much out there.
Right.
But I also recommend some books and things that can help you further along. If calling me, but I'm going to suggest there's so many wonderful people out there as well that will aid you even further.
Wow. Now, I want to remind everyone how to call into the show to ask Jen a question. The number is 877-876-5227. Or if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can call 888-815-9756. And
now we have a caller.
Oh, well, boy, I'm psychic, too.
Yeah, quick. Hi, caller. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Just fine. And what is your name?
Vivian.
Vivian. How can I help you, Vivian?
I'm trying to figure out whether I should sell my home or not.
Yes.
I run a business in my home, and I have another home elsewhere, and I'm just trying to figure out what I need to do.
I'm really getting that, yes, you should sell your home.
That I should?
Yeah.
And go back.
Or I'll find somebody else to run the business and pay you rent for that place. I'm just getting that there's been some trauma around you within that, and it's really not helping you stay there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time to move on, and better things were happening for you once you move.
Because
I feel like you need to travel for the people that you're closest to.
You need
to be closer to them.
I should travel.
Yeah, I'm just saying that you should be moving elsewhere, closer to who you are closest to.
Because
I feel like there's some distance from the people that you really like to connect with. And also a relationship. There's a relationship that's kind of distant that is also going to be part of the scenario. It's going to happen quickly. I'm getting December.
It's going to what?
Happen around December if you're open to it. The move.
And the relationship is around
pretty
the corner.
Pretty soon after that. It's around the same time frame.
That's right. It's connected with it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's Merry Christmas, right?
Everything yeah, really.
You get the relationship, you get the home, everything, boy.
Do I know this person?
You might have some connect. I'm not getting a really strong connection between you two at this point.
But it's someone that I'm going to meet.
It's like you know of this person, but you haven't actually met them.
Do you see me with this person long term?
If that's what you want, I'm getting that it's up to you what you create. Because you tend to sabotage relationships.
So it's kind of the ball's in my court.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah, that's kind of what the show's been about taking the ball and running with it on what we want, right?
Right. Really taking responsibility for that choice and understanding that there really isn't any mistakes. It's just something to learn and then you move on, but you got to keep moving and not let the past or kind of restrict what you're looking for. Be open to all possibilities.
Right. Do you feel that this relationship is something that would be good for me to stay in?
I'm not seeing anything bad about it. I don't think
she would probably tell you run as fast as you can.
Yes, I would.
In the other direction.
I don't see any abuse. But like I said, it's all your perspective of how you take it.
Right.
And how attached you are to your past and bringing that into all your relationships. Because you need to let go of the past. The past is gone.
You're already a little scared of it and it hasn't started yet.
Yeah. And
like,
that's
okay,
because
it's worth
that
time.
I'm scared of it before it happens.
You need to work with Jen so you cannot be scared of it before you get into it.
Yeah. You got to switch that from being scared to being and have the anticipation or the excitement, because that's the same vibration of fear, but in a positive way, so it will act in a positive way and not be a horrifying experience like you may have had in the past.
What's that expression, Jen? What you fear, you bring closer, or?
Oh, yeah.
Is there an expression like that?
Yes.
So keep fearing it, and you're going to keep getting it.
Yep. Because that's what you're asking for. And fear is, in many ways, a very strong attractor. Oh, you want to, you know, you want this guy who's going to beat you up and take all your money? Okay, we'll bring it. Because that's what's in the past. He might be in a different form, but he's basically going to be the same animal.
Mm-hmm. What if she were to make that list? Have you ever heard of people writing a list of who they want?
Oh, I do it. Mine's
do
two
you?
Pages. Mine is two pages, two columns, 8 points.
What if she were to make a list that, yeah, a list. Everything you want, everything you don't, well, everything you don't
no,
want.
No, no, everything you want, make it very positive. Don't say, I don't want him to do this. Because they don't see the negatives. They'll just say, oh, she wants that. Okay, we'll give it to her.
Okay,
the other thing is, also say, I now have and desire this person that is, and just start listing what he's like. Don't say, I want, because that pushes it out in the future. You want it now.
Right. So evidently this person you're saying is like, already in, almost in my life, right? Like,
yeah.
Around the corner.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, he's a Christmas present.
He is.
You need to keep in touch with Jen and let her know when you meet this man. When you move. So keep her posted.
Does he have lots of money?
If you order it,
is he poor?
Yeah, you got to write that down, that you want him to have a very comfortable living.
Right.
Stability, security, yeah.
Yep.
Special order it.
Yep.
Do you see this person having very comfortable financially?
Why are you so worried about that?
I'm not. I'm just...
Yes, you are.
Not really.
That is first thing on your list. Have to have money.
No, it's I have I don't want, at this stage in the game, I don't want anybody poorer than I am, that's for sure. You know,
I think that's why she's telling you to focus on what you do want instead of what you don't want.
Yeah, don't focus on the fact that you currently, because once you sell this place, you're going to have money.
Right.
So you really shouldn't have to, and I don't see him as like a gold digger or somebody who's going to live off of you. I see he has his own income.
Wow.
And I do see he's retired, so he has some kind of pension fund or something, because I do see him being very able to have a comfortable living.
Uh-huh. You see him as retired?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you just have to go. Now you go manifest it. And you
yep.
call Jen back when you've manifested it.
Okay.
And you tell the audience and let them know what you've manifested.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Now, Jen, this is really interesting, but because we're talking about manifestation, if you think back in your career, what's the most influential or meaningful experience you've had thus far? You know, when it comes to manifestation, when it comes to your intuitive work, is there anything that you can reflect on that you think was really meaningful to you?
A couple things. For me personally, in 2000 I got divorced. I was not working at the time. I was able to keep my house and get a mortgage without a cosigner. That just really let me know that the universe was going to support me
mm-hmm.
in a huge way. But the other thing is, I have a very unique gift that most people who tell me what their goal is, what their wish is, about 85 to 90% happens quickly.
We need to talk later. I'm going to tell you all my wishes, and I want to make sure I get them all.
Or just, and it's very interesting that literally I have had people just in passing say, you know, I really wish I only worked 2 days and had great passive income, and then I'll run into them a month later or 2 months later and say, you know, now I'm only working 2 days a week, and I'm making X amount of thousands of dollars every week.
Wow.
Or they wanted... Do we have a caller? No.
I heard something.
Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
I had a quick question. I'm so glad you invited callers, because it was like you were talking to me through the whole show.
Okay, what is your first name? I need to connect to you.
Excuse me?
I just need your first name.
Jay.
Jay, okay. What's your question, Jay?
Hi, yeah, I'm just at 60. I'm starting to do art, and I want to know if this is my path and what I could do to further it.
Well, just keep doing it, and yes, it is part of your path. It's part of your path, not your entire path.
But is it the path that I can support myself with, kind of, this art form I'm doing?
Overall, yes. But I see other things related to your art. Are you painting?
Yes, I'm painting. I'm painting divinely inspired pictures.
Okay, because I'm seeing you taking those paintings and making, like, gift cards and bookmarks, and also seeing if it's possible to use them for book covers.
Wow.
And seeing those kind of things kind of... Also, they're showing me CD covers.
Wow.
I'm not saying just one painting, you put it up and that's done. I'm seeing there's other things you can do with it that will make you even more money.
Wonderful.
And get your name very quickly.
It feels divinely inspired, is that right?
I'm going to say, because everything to me isn't divinely inspired, but it's also your soul coming out.
And how can I market this? What is the best way to market it? I haven't found a way to get it out the door. I have a website, but what else?
Network. Start talking to people who have learned about doing greeting cards. Talk to graphic designers, talk to printers, talk to different businesses, and get your art in businesses like restaurants. There's a lot of restaurants that you can put your art in there and sell them. But you need to get yourself out of the studio and with the people and start talking to them. You can also try and find it in the art, because I get a feeling you don't want to sell it yourself. You can also get an agent. They'll take maybe, how much would you say, Jordan? Because that's Jordan's part.
It really depends. It depends on how highly known they are, how renowned they are. But, you know, I would start out with people that you already know, people that really believe in your work. Because, you know, the people that love it already and believe in you are going to be the best salespeople right now.
And word of mouth is the best way to sell anything is word of mouth. Testimonials for your website.
Well, you know what? If you go to Jen's website, which is angelsintuition.com, and why don't you shoot her an email over there, and you can direct her on where to go, and I'm sure she can look at it. Right, Jen?
Oh, yeah, and that it's also related to abstract illusions as well, so I definitely would give you some ideas.
Lovely. I love the show. Thank you so much tonight.
Thank you very much for tuning in.
Recipe.
Yes. Well, I think we're coming to the end.
Yes, we are. And I want to remind everyone to visit Jen's website, angelsintuition.com,
for intuitive readings, life coaching, and mentoring. And gosh, I'm wondering if you're not going to be an art dealer too.
I something to do, an agent, a manager, or something.
There
I'm not
you go.
Sure what.
Go, but I just want to make sure everyone knows how to find you there, and just click on the insights and readings, and it'll take you further into contacting Jennifer, because we don't have enough time, obviously, to get a full reading on the air,
right.
But you can get much deeper.
Oh, much more. And also, if they just want to shoot me an email and let me know what they think of the show and what they think about the website, I'd appreciate some feedback, and they can just go to contact and use the form there, and I will be back in touch with them.
Well, that's wonderful, Jen. I really appreciate your invitation to talk to you tonight.
Georgianne, I cannot tell you what a blessing you have been in my life.
Oh, and you and mine.
And this is an invitation to anybody who's interested. I am actually starting a mastermind group next month. If you're interested, give me an email, and Georgianne, you're always invited, but I know you're really busy. But that's how we met, and it was a real blessing to meet you, and you have helped me in so many ways. So I highly recommend everybody just, you know, if I could give you a standing ovation, I do every day. So give me a call. We'll do some manifestation on your dreams.
Okay.
And with that, again, thanks, Georgianne. And I want to tell you, here websites, go to www.georgianne.com. That's GEORGIANN.com. Or www.kiriko.com. That's KIRICO. We look forward to your wonderful program starting up in the fall, Breaking Through. And until then, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Till next time, many blessings and good night.